But as promised, we're joined right now by a running back for Stanford. Had a huge game against number 9 Washington. He carried it 30 times, 166 yards, and 3 touchdowns Friday. The Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week for the third time this season. He is number 1 in the country in rushing yards per game, rushing yards per attempt. Also, number 1 in 20-yard rushes, 30-yard rushes, 40-yard rushes, and 50-yard rushes. 11 straight games with a TD. Stanford is number 20 in the AP poll. They're number 23 in the coaches' poll. And you've got the big game Saturday. Cal at Stanford. Bryce Love is my guest. Bryce, really good to have you on. How are you?
Oh, I am doing great. You know, thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be in the jungle.
Bryce, it is great to have you in the jungle. Thanks for making time for it. You know, I mentioned that game you had against Washington, 30 carries, 166 yards. But, Bryce, that's against a defense that entered the game allowing the fewest yards and had only given up 3 rushing touchdowns all season. You had 3 Friday night. What was the plan going into the game in terms of how you wanted to attack that defense?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had a challenge in front of us. You know, we studying the tape, you know, they were as advertised. You know, they were physical up front. That front 7 was, you know, really dominant, you know, fast linebackers that could flow well, smart guys in the secondary that weren't afraid to come down and hit. So we knew we had a challenge, and we knew we had to go out and play our brand of football. And, you know, that's just being physical from start to finish. And, you know, ultimately it paid off in the end.
Bryce Love joining us. Now, in terms of being physical, I know you'll downplay this, but the fact is you went into the game with an ankle injury that you've dealt with for quite some time. You seemed to aggravate it in the first half, but it did not slow you down. Head coach David Shaw was so impressed that he said afterwards, he goes out there from start to finish. He pours his heart out for his teammates. I don't know if you could ask anything more of a football player. I don't know if you could find a better football player in America than Bryce Love. End quote. So how much pride do you take in the fact that you were able to fight through the injury and not just fight through it, but to have a great game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely thankful to Coach Shaw for, you know, even saying that. You know, in my mind, you know, it's all just for my teammates. You know, I knew going in at halftime that, you know, my first half, you know, wasn't amazing. You know, I kept going, having to go in and out. But mentally, you know, I just knew I had to lock in, you know, for my teammates. And, you know, that's really just, you know, who it's about. You know, I know I'm representing my city back home and thinking of all the things that motivate me. That's one of the big things that we talk about throughout the year is why we play the game and why we do this and why we do that. And, you know, I really locked on that. And, you know, I was just able to go out there and push through it for the guys around me.
Bryce Love joining us. So talk about that. I mean, you've got to have a purpose, right? You've got to connect everything to a great purpose. And this notion of why you play the game, why do you play the game? What is your purpose?
Yeah, you know, I play it for, you know, my family, you know, the people back home, you know, that have all, you know, poured something into me and, you know, really pushed me to, you know, just play at the level that I am now. You know, everybody who really just took time out to motivate me and, you know, take time and really just put things into me all left a really lasting impact with me. And, you know, I play and I try to go out and, you know, try to play with that mindset and that physicality to represent them.
You know, Bryce, you're a physical player, you're a skilled player, and of course, you have that great speed that we know. Now, when you mention your family, your father, Chris, was a sprinter, so the natural assumption that people make is the speed comes from him. How yeah. accurate is that, or does mom's get some of the credit for the speed as well?
Well, to be honest, if I didn't say my mom had at least 50%, she'd probably get mad at me.
Right.
So I'd definitely say some of it came from her, too, as well.
You know, you end up at Stanford, and that meant that you were going to be behind Christian McCaffrey on the depth chart. A lot of guys with your talent might have been bothered by that, maybe even looked to leave, but you didn't. And instead, you talked about how you tried to learn everything you could from him. What were some of the things that you picked up from watching McCaffrey?
I mean, the list, it's really just extensive, to be honest with you. I mean, there's just so many different little nuances. Just, I mean, in regards to the game, you know, just from watching him from attacking a block or talking about a move in film or just different things like that. But I don't even really analyze it from the perspective of football, just how he carried himself. You know, it's cliche, but, you know, he was consistently that same competitive person in every way, you know, in the weight room, in the classroom. You know, he was always driven to be great. And, you know, it's big, you know, to see that, you know, for me coming out here, you know, being by myself and, you know, I'm a real mama's boy, so it was a big jump for me. But seeing that type of drive and understanding what it really took to accomplish the things you want to accomplish and do the things that you want to do really left impact with me that I still drive for.
You know, I admire that you made that move. That's a big swing. You came out to California. You came out to Stanford. Like you said, you didn't really know anybody. You came out by yourself. What's that environment like? Because Stanford's like this magical place. It's an amazing place, a great academic institution. What's the vibe like on campus, and what's the experience been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just a chill type place, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like you just sit back and you realize sometimes that, you know, how, you know, blessed you are just to be here. You know, there's people here doing so many amazing things, and you have the Olympians just casually walking around, and you know, people doing startups here and there, and everybody just is friendly with everybody, and everybody is just, you know, normal with everybody. I guess that's just a big thing. Is just everybody around you is really driven to do amazing things. And when you get an entire campus like that, obviously it creates a different atmosphere, a different mentality. And we all try to uphold that Stanford standard.
All right, so now you've got Cal this weekend, and there are a lot of tremendous rivalries in college football. I think the fans know this is one of the great rivalries in college football. But even saying that, Bryce, I think it's underrated. I don't think that it gets nearly the credit or respect that it deserves in terms of ferocity. It is a fierce, fierce rivalry. What's it like to play in it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, you know, it's just really fierce. You know, we're definitely familiar with each other. And, you know, being a part of this program, you know, you definitely hear the history of the game. I'm sure you hear it over there as well, and you hear students on campus. You got the Hoover Tower with the red light on it. I mean, the fountains painted. You got the Beat Cal sign everywhere. And, you know, it's just an amazing atmosphere. And, you know, it really just motivates you to go out and compete. And, you know, you're going to get their best every time you go out there. And that's the big, great thing about it.
Bryce, you're amongst the best and the brightest in the classroom. I'm curious, what are you studying, and beyond football, ultimately, life beyond football, when you get there, what do you want to do? Do you know yet?
Yeah, well, my ultimate goal is to do pediatrics or work in pediatrics. Right now, my major is human biology, and you know, in my mind, you know, I'm gonna be pre-med until I'm not. So I still have a long way to go, but that's ultimately the goal.
It's a great way to look at it. All right, one last thought. Your name is coming up as one of the leading candidates for the Heisman. I know you're all about the team. You've made that really clear the last 5 or 10 minutes. But for just a moment, how does it feel to have your name linked with the Heisman?
Yeah, you know, it's a blessing. You know, it really, you know, puts things in perspective, and it's humbling just to even be mentioned, being up for the award. You know, I remember so many days, so many years, just sitting there watching and not even knowing that it's a real thing. You know, just dreaming about it, just being a kid in Wake Forest, North Carolina, and it's amazing. Like I always say, you know, it's a testament to my teammates. I look at it as a team award, and you know, if I could break off little pieces and spread it around, you know, I definitely would, because, you know, everybody around me deserves that same, you know, that same type of focus and concentration. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be out here. But at the same time, you know, I know we still got some odd weeks in the season, and, you know, we're just concentrating on going 1 week at a time, though, as well.
You bet. One last thought, because you mentioned North Carolina. Speaking of your time back then, I had Nyheim Hines on the show from NC State earlier this year. I know the two of you go way back. When did you first meet him, and what's that relationship like?
Dang. We probably met when we were – I can't even put an age on it. I just know it was a long, long, long time ago. I mean, we were kids just out there playing around, running track. And, you know, it's funny because so many people, like you said, Nyheim, Marcus Marshall, Keith Marshall, my brother, Chris Love, you know, we grew up together. And, you know, we all had the same dreams, and we all wanted to do so many of the same things. And just to go out and see, you know, us and see Nyheim doing amazing things and seeing Marcus and Keith doing amazing things and my brother, you know, it's just, you know, it's just really special. And, you know, not knowing that it was feasible back then, but seeing us all accomplish it now, you know, it's truly amazing.
I would imagine, too, the best part is it's all good. It's all respect. It's all love, right? I mean, you're all coming from the right place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Stanford running back Bryce Love, my guest. You've got Cal at Stanford, the big game. Stanford's number 20 in the AP poll, number 23 in the coaches poll. Bryce, really appreciate you. Great to have you in the jungle. Thank you very much for doing that. Have an amazing weekend.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. And you know we appreciate that jungle karma.
You got it, Bryce. You earned it. You definitely earned it. Bryce Love, another class Stanford player.